Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
3-2-1, and Baylor wins it.
Salt Lake City.
Baylor bests Syracuse in what was a three-point shooting contest early and a grind late, 78-69. Baylor earns its 20th win of the season and is on to the round of 32 to face the one seed in Gonzaga.
Zach Wolchuk, that was perfect right there with the countdown. That's the call from Westwood One. So we're going to get to what Vegas thinks about your Rangers in just a second. But we have a list of odds and money odds. You know, we talk about it on this show. The lottery, by the way, is still in play. So are we going to do this tomorrow night? I think it's $650 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are. We're just going to give away $20 a piece again.
Yeah. So
that's fine. I'm comfortable with that.
I'll Venmo you $20 more. According to NCAA.com, the odds of picking all 63 games in the tournament are 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So here are, I love more likely to happen.
Though. I know. These are great.
Right?
Yep.
Here are things more likely to happen than picking a perfect March Madness bracket. Being injured by a toilet, 1 in 10,000 odds.
Well, this is pretty simple. I think we've all been injured by a toilet at one point.
What would the injury be?
Well, you bang your head when you're drunk and you're
throwing up.
Yep, you can do that.
Okay.
I guess a sickness is getting injured.
I'm always fearful of taking the back of the toilet off and dropping that on my toes or something, or on my feet.
Yeah, or you get bit by a snake that's inside your toilet, comes up and get you on the butt.
That's not the toilet, though. That would be an animal.
That's true.
But that's only 1 in 10,000 odds. Being struck by lightning in a year, 1 in 700,000 odds.
I want to know how you have 70% better odds of getting injured by a toilet, though, than lightning.
Yeah.
Like, who's getting, like, seriously, who is getting hurt by toilets? I know that there's the throw-up factor, and
you slip off of one, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
What about lowering? No, when you lower the seat, no one has I don't know. Who's one of the athletes you've been impressed by?
Oh, Antonio McDice.
There you go.
Holy cow.
Unless you're Antonio McDice, you're not going to get trapped putting the seat down. Becoming a billionaire in the U.S., 1 in 785,166 odds. Being killed by a shark, 1 in 3.7 million. Getting drafted into the NBA, 1 in 6.8 million. Becoming president, 1 in 10 million.
Hang on a second. You have a 1 in nearly 7 million chance of getting in the NBA, but you have less than 1 in a million of becoming a billionaire? It's easier to become a billionaire than make the NBA?
Yeah.
Is that by 7 times? That doesn't seem a little strange to you?
I agree.
There's like 1,000 players in the NBA.
Yeah. I agree with you.
That seems absurd.
Becoming an Olympic gold medalist, 1 in 23 million. Getting killed by a falling coconut, 1 in 1 in 250 million. Winning the Powerball, 1 in 292 million. Making 8 half-court shots in a row. 1 in 39 trillion.
See, Steph could do this.
Oh, yeah, he definitely could.
No, he could.
I bet you if you give
eight
him the number.
8 in a row? No. I mean, he could.
But what was the number there? 1 in several billion?
39 trillion.
39 trillion.
He could do that in a day.
Yeah.
Making 8 half-court shots in a row.
If you gave him a full day.
If he shot for 24 hours in the day, Steph Curry could do, at one point, he would probably hit 8 in a row from half-court.
Agreed.
Luka could do it.
Yeah. Luka would be able to dunk from the half court line over the course of a day.
According to Roy. Dunk from the half court line. Guessing a 9-character password with an uppercase, a lowercase, and a number on the first try. 1 in 14 quadrillion.
Okay.
Sinking a hole in one.
George W. Bush got one at Trinity Forest yesterday where they're going to host the Byron Nelson.
Sinking a hole in one, getting a 5-card royal flush in poker, and winning $1 million in the lottery all in the same day, 1 in 4.2 quintillion. So there are your odds compared to filling out a perfect bracket.
This is amazing. This is tremendous.
How many people in history have been documented to have filled out a perfect one?
I don't think
I've never. I don't know if I've ever seen one in the times that we have been.
Warren Buffett doing the challenge again?
He always does the challenge.
I know. No, Jack's doing the challenge right now,
and no one ever cleans up on it because the perfect bracket, I don't believe, has ever been done. I've not ever seen one. I've not ever seen a perfect bracket. Do you have recollections of having seen a perfect bracket? I feel like that would be etched into my mind.
No, I don't.
At some point, and it would have been made a huge deal out of.
The
person who fills out a perfect bracket is going to be on all these morning talk shows. It's going to be on Good Morning America. It's going to be on every sports talk show that's available to them.
Yeah. Okay.
So here's what the internet says, which is obviously never wrong. The longest we have ever seen a perfect bracket last was 2017. We saw 39 games picked to start the tournament. And then they lost, it looks to be, Iowa State and Purdue. They picked Purdue to win. They picked Iowa State to win, and Purdue wound up winning that. And it looks like that was the only game they missed in the entire thing.
So Buffett offers $1 million a year for the rest of eternity.
Basically, yes.
Yeah. You get $1 million a year for the rest of your life, right? 8 employees who survive the longest split a $100,000 consolation prize. That's cool.
Yeah. Hello.
I wonder if there's any businesses around here who offer up something really, really cool. Obviously not like that, but something awesome for winning your tournament pool. All right. Let's move on to the Rangers. Bovada has sent the over-unders for each team. 877-881-1053 if you can guess better than our baseball guys. Nomar Mazara, batting average, over-under in the 2019 regular season.
We're guessing the over-under. 268.
Oh, man, I was going to say 264.
260 on the dot.
Okay.
So 260.
Gonna be close. I'll take...
Doesn't he seem like he should be a better than 260 hitter? I know what you're going to say, Roy.
No, he does.
260 in today's baseball is like Ted Williams. I get it.
I've not said that.
I know. Well, you do bring up the good point of how average, like we need to shift average at what we think of averages because everyone stinks hitting, you know, in that category.
He's an above average hitter, but I'm with you, Shauna. It feels like he started many seasons hitting around 290, 295. And so when it winds up being 260, you think to yourself, man, I guess he faded late in the season. I think 260 is a pretty decent mark for Nomar.
Last year he hit 258.
I would take the over on that, just, you know, thinking that last year he got a little unlucky. But I would also say that I think Nomar is going to be shifted a lot more this year. I think Nomar might see a few more shifts this season, and all the guys are going to see a lot more shifts. But, you know, if Joey Gallo is getting this 4-outfield deal that some teams have thrown at him in spring training, then I wouldn't be surprised if Nomar sees a shift as well.
I'm going to take the under. And, you know, everyone is talking about, and we talk about this, about how the league batting average is so down. Last year was down about 7 points from the year before. It was 255 in 2017. But it was in 2001, it was 264. In 1980, it was 265. In 1968, it was 237. It's, you know, so the league average hasn't really changed in 50 years. It's still the same. It's, you know, there's, I don't know, the home runs are up.
Wait, what did you say it was before last year? Give me a
255.
In what year?
In 2017.
255, okay.
Last year it was 248.
Okay.
In 1967, it was 242.
Okay, but what about like the 5 previous years or like 10? Like,
Let's go.
Saying? Like the 20, last...
So let's just go 2010 on.
Yeah.
257.
Okay.
255.
Mm.
255. 253. 251.
Okay.
254. 255. 255. 248.
So why do we have this perception that...
Because the strikeouts are up.
Yeah.
It's just less balls in play.
Yep. Yeah.
That's exactly it. For the first time, we had more strikeouts than hits in a year, and that's probably the perception. But
you know, in 2000, it was 270. That steroid era.
A 7-point drop between 2017 and 2018, 255 to 248. That is a significant drop.
That cannot be discounted.
Don't pretend that that is the same as 255. It's not. Those aren't anywhere close when you think of the thousands of at bats that it takes to get to that average.
It's a total of 0.2 hits per game.
Total home runs for Nomar Mazara this regular season, over under. We all know what this number is going to be because he's hit three straight years. Mm-hmm. 20 and a half.
Oh, 20 and a half, huh? So I got to choose.
I'll go slightly over. I'll take the over. He'll take the leap.
Yeah. I think he did a few more squats and deads in the gym this year, and his butt's bigger and stronger. He's going
to
hit some more home runs.
I don't know if it's going to be a leap. I'll take the over, but you're probably going to be sweating it out to the last two weeks of the season.
Total RBIs, 82 and a half. Last year, he was at 77.
I'll take the under.
Okay.
I'll take the under as well.
Gallo home runs. Over. What do you think the over-under is?
41.
41.
37 and a half.
Over.
Over.
Okay.
Over.
Batting, they didn't even put Joey batting average.
Let's say 205.
Total runs batted in for Joey. By the way, Joey last year hit 40. So the over-under, why would they have it as low as what you guys thought?
Well, because you got to factor into all these guys. Like, Stanton's won't be significantly higher than that. I think his last year was like 37. Aaron Judge's will be somewhere around 37, 38 because they got to factor in a week
or
two of injuries.
Yeah,
you got to factor in that aspect of it to get people to bet.
Does it say what some of the other guys' home run totals are?
I have Shinsu's. I have Ruggie's.
Okay.
Ruggie's is over under 26 and a half. Last year he hit... How could it be 26 and a half? Last year he hit 18. Now he did it in 129 games.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Yep.
I'll take the under.
Yeah, I'll take the under too.
Roy?
27. I believe in the bounce back from Rugnet. Now, there were some numbers to suggest, and Jared could probably back me up on this, that at the end of the year, he did kind of slump again.
Yeah.
Back down to that previous struggle that we've seen. But all indications are that he's been trying to work on an entirely new approach. I think he's taken probably the entire offseason to do that. And I think 26 home runs, maybe he doesn't get to that number in home runs. Maybe it winds up those go for a few more doubles here and there. But this is a guy who hit 33 and 30 in 2016 and 2017. So, for 2 years, he was an automatic 30, and you've got the number down at 26.
Yeah.
It feels like that should be an easy over if he just plays enough.
Elvis's batting average, guess the over-under.
280.
291.
262. Do you know what he hit last year before you look it up and cheat?
I thought he hit like 284.
I think he wound up like 272.
256.
All right.
Yeah. I was very surprised. Now, again, that's in 97 games.
Hurt.
But he hit 256, but before that, he hit 297.
And 302.
And 302, so I would jump on that over.
He had a huge on-base percentage drop-off last year, too.
I would jump on that over.
Agreed.
Real quick.
Yep.
But, again, those are the two. You have to ask yourself, are they the two outliers in average, or did he just get better? And I feel like he just got better. I feel like Elvis Andrews, the light went on in terms of hitting, where he was always before that, 260. Well, he had some 280s in there as well, but 270, 260, and then 302, 297. I would jump on that over.
Yes.
At the average. Okay. Ronald Guzman home runs, over under.
Ooh. 18?
Ooh, 17 and a half. Nice job, 19. Roy. Lance Lynn, total wins.
Six.
11 and a half.
Ugh. What? Take the under. Take the under. He probably won't pitch long enough to like give himself that many opportunities.
Are you sure they're not doing the amount of interviews he's going to do?
Yeah, that's...
We heard Lance Lynn is not very fond of interviews. And then, well done. Mike Minor, total wins.
12 and a half.
I'll put that one, at 11 or 12.
10 and a half.
So they got Lance Lynn with more wins.
Well, let's not make
Lance Lynn more accomplished major league player.
Let me stop
throughout his career.
Okay, but from a season ago.
Year. Okay. Lance Lynn has done it for a while. Like, we've turned Mike Minor here into freaking
Glavin here, man. Let's go.
Tom Glavin.
Well, he's our version of it.
He's our version of Koufax, man. Oh, man, I'll tell you.
It is true. He is our version of it. All right.
Zarkliff Lee.
There are your Ranger and March Madness numbers and over-unders.
I'm looking at two numbers here that I am in love with this year. The home run numbers. These are the odds to lead the league in home runs.
Chris Davis.
Chris Davis is 20-1.
Find him.
20-1. He led the league last year. He you cashed a ticket at 20-1, 25-1. Mike Trout's 21. Bryce Harper's 25-1. Dude, Cruz and Arenado are 33-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.